Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Also, this podcast is made possible by MC Pro Hosting, the leader in Minecraft server hosting. Get your server today at mcprohosting.com.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the shaft.
A7 of the shaft recorded on September 4th, 2014. Oh. So tight.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm good.
I'm Afro Monkey.
And I'm Maz. I'm so tight, so close. You see how that was like, puckering.
Are you toit?
So is that a problem with lag or just you forgot?
I'm telling you, I'm never going to hit it right either, man. I have the internet of an ant.
I said like two extra words in there. I can't remember what they were because, you know, the adrenaline hits you and you're just like, it's go time. It's do it now. Don't stuff it. And then you add extra words there and you're like, oh, man. It's just not. It's not a thing. So one day I'll get there.
What were those extra words?
I can't remember. Episode 197 of The Shaft.
Wow, that new
what I said. 197 recorded. I said off the shaft. So there you go.
You need to call your new cable company up. I know you got the new guys and tell them that they need to do something else.
Oh, really?
You got this weird stutter. It's like it just happens every like so often. You just like freeze.
That's what happens to me, man. I drop frames all over the place.
Oh, no.
I'm dropping tags. I'm going to drop some frames. Oh, my God.
Oh, well done.
Speaking of dropping frames, we've got an epic show filled with frames of us.
Oh, the frames.
No, that it. Afro's giving me the eye.
Please continue.
I'll continue. We've got an awesome individual sponsor this week. That's Fuzzy Fate, who says 1.8 and still no API, but at least we have bunny rabbits.
We do have bunnies. We got bunnies. That's basically why we're all here.
Why are they all blind, though?
I couldn't. Oh, I know, right? I couldn't be more disappointed with the rabbits.
What do you want them to do? I mean,
I just don't want them to.
I feel
be
like
there.
They should be mass producing, right?
Yeah, they should be boning what they're known all for? The time.
Yep. And they shouldn't all be blind. That's I can't it. Get over that. Like
everyone, maybe that's why they're not boning because they can't see each other.
They just oh god, we got a chicken rabbit for some reason. We won't go ask your parents about that one if you need to.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of asking your parents, go get their credit card right now and head on over to patreon.com/deadworkersparty.
No? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You ask your parents' permission before you steal their credit card.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Absolutely. Yeah.
Leave an IOU in their wallet or their purse.
You're trying to get a bunch of kids beat.
That's no, I'm trying to get Patreon to come out with a EULA that needs to fix issues with kids stealing credit cards, which... isn't their problem. It's not their issue. It's the kids. Kids these days.
The kids.
Oh, them kids.
All the kids. Speaking of the kids, let's go ahead and skip on into our journeys.
Oh. Our journeys.
You were about to say it, weren't you?
Yes. Yes. So and then I was like, wait, no, something rings a bell here. I'm not supposed to do something here.
So do you not like the old man? Do I need to
I always wondered about that old man. I mean, why is he there?
It's because he's creepy.
We use video blocks for a lot of our assets for, you know, crap that we don't want to have to actually physically do.
Yeah.
And the old man just seemed like a perfect... The journeys type of
like
journeys.
He's been through a lot of journeys because he's really really old.
Yeah,
like, back in the war, he had a lot of journeys that he went on.
Yeah, old people have those.
Gained a lot of experience. Think about my journeys. Oh God, not again, Grandpa. Far out.
And the story's like my grandpa's missing his thumb.
My thumbs.
And he was in the war, but it was
like when I had thumbs.
balls.
It was like one of those stories where, you know, you're thinking like, oh, did it get like shot off? Were you like giving a thumbs up to the Germans and like they just shot it right off?
Usually you don't want to give a thumbs up to the Germans, at least not in that era.
No. So he was riding down the road and they were in the back of like an army truck and he grabbed a tree limb with his thumb and it popped it right off.
Is this a true story? Are true you making story. Shit up as we go? Okay. Okay.
Well, I can't tell. My granddad, let's just say, is notorious for his bullshit.
Oh, that would be terrifying. Can you imagine getting your thumb ripped off by a tree branch? That would just ruin your day.
Yeah.
It would ruin more than your day.
I bet you can no longer... Never mind.
Yeah, I'd rather a tree take my thumb than a Nazi.
Yeah. No, this is the same granddad that for like stockings for all of his kids. He does a lot of travel because he was like the president of his AA chapter. And he would bring back, they would have stockings full of like shampoos and like airplane peanuts and like all this crap that he got from his travels.
Right? Wow.
Grandpa, you suck.
Not like a shirt that said like Las Vegas.
No, anyway. That's very generous gifts, dude. I don't know what your problem is.
Speaking of generous gifts, Mojang gave us a gift this week.
Gift of life.
Which we will talk about in the news section, but I want to talk about it a little bit because I actually got a chance to play a bit.
Oh, there was a reason you were mentioning it now.
Yeah!
That's what that was about, is like, you're jumping the gun on us here, sir.
Yeah, I've actually gotten a lot of 1-8 this week because I started a new series with Freckles, or Frex Kitten, in Simburbia, which takes 1-8, and that's Jigger Bob's incredible... creation. I don't know if you haven't played it yet. It's just mind blowing.
Me and Maz were supposed to play it with you, but
I had a single player crack at it, and I got bored so quickly.
What?
It's probably why I don't play SimCity either. It's an incredible feat. Like,
yeah,
how they've done it, I will never know. I will never be bothered trying to find out either. But it's. Yeah, I just got sick of it after a little while, going, oh, I'm just going to keep going around and collecting money. This is an awful lot like playing a spreadsheet.
It's SimCity!
You're saying playing a spreadsheet like it's a bad thing.
Wait till the griefers attack. Like, I think you were one of those kids that wasn't able to find stuff to do on their own. They had to be spoon-fed entertainment.
It sounds like he was a kid that didn't like joy.
Yeah. Well, he is Australian.
Why do you hate happiness, Maz?
Yeah. Yeah.
Happiness? I mean, when Simpson I got an old guy. That like, old guy, any of our journeys, that's me in the future.
Our journeys. So how in-depth is it? Like, R.S. Malik told me about it a while back, like 2 weeks ago or so, and I hadn't get a chance to look at it. Like, you have to, like, build, like, water, because that's when I lost interest in SimCity. Whenever I had to build the sewage and the power, like it got too intricate.
It's a little less than that. It's more plot management. So there's a whole like you buy the plots. It'll be like residential,
industrial or commercial.
Yeah, and then there'll be some big like power works and other like big projects. But it's all. You know, you got to manage that whole, where do you put the city, you know, the residentials and things like that to boost your money. So that behind the scenes to me is kind of the where it got interesting is like how they actually all that. But there's a lot of secret stuff to find.
So like putting a residential plot next to industrial, you know, they don't like that. Whereas next to the shops, they like that. It's like, how are they even... testing for that, you know, that's crazy.
Well, they're asking the residents, and the residents saying this is driving down my property value, and I don't appreciate it.
Yes, and
I remember that part of Minecraft. I
that. Yeah, I think that's what the problem I had with it is. It's quite a long term game, isn't it, Brent? How long is a play session with Freckles that you've played this game?
We played for about an hour and got through 3 days, but we were talking about it. You can change the speed, so we were on like the turtle speed, and we're going to go up to cheetah.
See, I was jumping back and forward between the speeds because I don't know, I was getting bored, and I felt like you do have to play it for Minecraft. For me, this is a lot. This is going to be a lie. Is kind of like a jump in, play it for a bit. I don't know. I felt it was too much time investment. maybe.
Yeah, but it's for me, definitely it's a different game. It is not Minecraft.
Yeah. I mean, yes.
That's just, yeah.
That's what SimCity is, though, right? You play it for like 12 years, and then your hard drive breaks, and you just find a life after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You finally emerge back into the sunlight.
And right. Then you like click on that button, you're like, bring Godzilla, fires, tornadoes.
So are there stuff like that? Are there like a creeper storm or something? I don't know.
So the only one I know there's more stuff, but I know there's griefers, because like one of the things you can buy is they'll clean up all the griefing. But I think there's other things that will happen the longer you play it. So, but like I said, I'm only into day two, so doing more of that. Will Strive, part of the Oxcast, set up a vanilla server on 1-8 so we could get like a group to play on there. So I played that for like 2 hours today and got my base and stuff. So it's been like nonstop 1-8. And then, of course, we did Indiana Jones. That was released this week. We need to get Gudin on an adventure map.
You keep saying that, and then you like record all this stuff, and you never even invite me. If you just invited me, I'd play. I'm really sad. I'm sad, people.
Next Thursday, we're going to do an adventure map. After the shaft.
Okay.
You're invited.
Oh, Gud.
Like, we're going to do an epic fantasy map. I'm going to look for the most epic one.
All right.
The fantasy of ever having Gud play with.
All right.
It's going to be Final Fantasy 37 built in Minecraft.
So everybody clear your calendars from 9:30 till 10:30, maybe 11 Central. We're going to adventure map.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, I'll
edit it all, and whoever wants to put it up on their channels can do it.
I've even bought stuff so that I can record here.
Sweet.
To contribute to the video.
Nice. Yeah, that's the other thing. If people want to record their views, I'll stitch it in. I'll be glad to. That'd be epic.
Because I'm thinking about the team.
And that's good. Team is good. So I think I'm getting like almost too many series. Like I almost have a series a day now. And wow. I have about...
You should put like 4 videos a day up. That's the right number.
I don't know. Like, so next week I'm probably going to start putting 2 videos up a day. Well, 3 if you count morning coffee.
Is that true, Gud? Is like 4 videos a day?
No. I was just throwing crap out of my mouth. Yeah,
everyone knows.
I'm like, should I be putting 4?
No, that's my favorite because it gets you at like 10 a.m. This is my schedule. 10 a.m., 2 p.m., 6 p.m., 10 p.m. That's when I like to release videos.
Yeah.
And that's 4 a day. But some people think that 1 a day is the best and then just focusing on that one video. But I don't know. There's more games I want to play, so 1 a day is not enough. I don't know. So, yeah. I like 4 a day.
Yeah.
4 a day guy.
Far Cry comes out, that'll be a series on itself, and I'll probably do that daily.
Well, and personally, I like to stick to the schedule of posting 1 maybe every month.
Maybe. 1 a month is pretty good.
Yeah, you might want to dial that up a notch.
Sometimes I forget.
Slow down, Afro. Slow down. It's too much.
It's a lot of stress.
It's too much content.
Well, speaking of stress, how was your week?
My week?
Yeah.
Well, there was a lot of work involved, but I did, in the middle of all that work, manage to get the first episode of my Sky Factory series out. That went out on Monday. I have another episode recorded and edited. I just need to upload it.
You just need to wait another
next month.
And I'm going to schedule it to release sometime in October.
Right, Dead Workers Party.
Yeah.
We can watch it live. It'll be live. Yeah.
No, it's coming out next Monday. And I'm trying to get better about at least posting something every week because I do work a lot, so I don't have a lot of time to record and edit and all that. But I'm trying to get at least 1 video out a week. Maybe 2, but I'm not promising anything.
That's what I don't think I even mentioned that. So I'm sorry, I'm gonna dip back into my week.
Wow.
It's like I said, too many series, but I didn't continue with that thought. I'm actually working with Jiggerbov and Ron Smalik. We're gonna produce a reality show. And I love this concept. So basically we'll have 2 people. They're gonna build something simple, but we're gonna give them things to bid on to basically backstab each other, and then they'll be judged by the 3 of us each round, and then whoever wins, you know, the best out of 3 rounds wins, and they get to go stay with Gude for a week.
Oh boy!
Rise. So
I don't know who Jiggerbov is. Is it a woman?
No, Jiggerbov's did Simberbia. So
yeah, no, I knew that Ron and Jigglebob did it together, but I'm not familiar with who Jigglebob was, and since they were going to be standing me a week, I was hoping that it was female.
Well, that's only if they win.
Okay. So otherwise it'll be Ron. I know Ron.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be judges on the show, so they'll be judges.
So they won't win,
right?
Okay.
Because I really want people who know about like maps and building and stuff to be the judges. Like, I don't know that crap, so I'll just be spitting out whatever the hell I say.
Yeah. But just so you're clear, Goo, that means that complete strangers are the ones that are going to be going to your house.
I see. That's even better. Make sure they're at least 18. Make sure they're at least 21, actually.
Okay. Well, very good looking.
Well, and we might as well dip on into you. And how was your weekend?
Did Afro get done talking?
Yeah. I just...
Okay, left. Okay. I spent the last week in Seattle at PAX, and that was pretty amazing. PAX is so much fun. I wish you guys could have all been there. We should have, like, done a show from PAX. Why weren't you there?
So how different is it from PAX East?
It is completely different from PAX East, in my opinion. I mean, for one thing, Seattle is so much different because, like, in PAX East, everything is in that one building, pretty much, right? Well, PAX Prime, it's kind of like...
DragonCon?
Yes, thank you. DragonCon, where it's so spread out in multiple hotels, everything's kind of all over. And it's such a bigger convention, so more of the developers, stuff like that, show up for it. And it's also during the time period of the year where they're about to be releasing a bunch of games before the fourth quarter of the year and stuff. So it's just a better show, in my opinion.
There's like a lot of Twitch streamers head up to this one as well, don't they?
The
Twitch booth was just... Twitch booth is where it's always at, right? And now Twitch has started doing where they do a signing at their booth. So Minecraft had their own sign at the booth where we signed Minecraft cards. And we had 10 of the Minecraft... No. We had 9 Minecrafters there this time. So that was a pretty good showing on Minecraft's behalf. And like I said, we did a sign at Twitch booth. We did a meet and greet outside of the thing. We had like 100 people or so show up for that. We sold shirts for the first time, actually. We've never sold merchandise at one of these events. That went really well. I was happy with how that went. Everything was just good. I got to play Alien Isolation, and...
I heard you scream so loud that you scared other people.
How is this news? Where did you hear that?
I have my sources.
It was Wes, wasn't it?
Yes.
That's true. Okay, so that's true, okay? And, all right, so Wes was actually watching me play. I used my media badge to get to go in and everything, so I'd have to stand in the line, and that means Wes was able to come with me, and so he was standing there watching me play, and the game doesn't program in jump. Well, they probably do program jump scares, but I didn't get a programmed in jump scare. This alien just came around the corner at me, man. It scared the crap out of me. Who keeps telling me to fix my mic? What is wrong with my mic? In chat, that is. So anyways, yeah, I screamed, and the lead dev comes up and is like, well, that's the first time that's happened. Like, yeah, when I'm playing these games and I'm screaming and stuff, it's not because I'm putting on an act to, like, entertain my viewers. It's because I'm generally a little girl. I just can't help myself, man. The aliens scare me. Is my game too high? Was that really loud?
No, right? Don't listen to them.
I'm stressing out about it, man.
No. It's see, I hate it when people are like, fix your mic. Like, what goddamn help is that? Fix your mic. What the fuck is wrong with my mic? Tell me what the fuck.
Yeah, right?
Is it too loud? Is it too low? I'm like, I hear them great. But apparently I have you too hot on the board, so I'm bringing y'all down a little bit. So that's me, not good. So,
You think. I got to play Alien Isolation. I got to meet a lot of the guys at 2K. Well, we met the guys at 2K at PAX East, and we got to check out Evolve and the new Borderlands game, Borderlands pre-sequel. Mm-hmm. At that point, Evolve was playable, but Borderlands wasn't. So me and Paws had a meeting with 2K. We got to play Borderlands 2. They recorded it for us. So I actually have it on a drive. We'll be uploading that this week, just a preview of Borderlands.
Oh, sweet.
got to meet the guys at Telltale. Got the card right here. And I'm going to be able to get early access to Telltale games now, which makes me really happy.
Nice.
Looking forward to that. All in all, it was just an amazing week. Got to meet the lead developer for Double Fine. Had a long conversation with him. Just everything I wanted to do, I got to do, and it was really great. It's always great to get to hang out with all your friends, as well as all the get to meet all the fans and stuff like that. Yeah. So PAX was really good. Had a great time, and that was pretty much my week.
So now we need to get everybody to come down to the Dead Workers Party now that MineCon's not happening this year.
Right?
Yeah.
Freckles says that you need to turn Goot down some more. I can still.
Freckles is still butthurt because her contestant didn't win president at Play On.
So sorry, apparently they've been saying for like a long time that it's been too loud. But you know what? I can't read. I'm trying to concentrate on what my broskies are saying.
Yeah,
I don't read chat.
Like we're. I know it doesn't seem like it sometimes, but we're actually doing a show and trying to concentrate.
Yeah, if you guys could just chill out a little bit, we're trying to do something here. If you could just keep it down.
I know you can't tell. Speaking of, that's the voice of the one, the only, the destroyer of dreams, Maz.
Yeah, that's me. Hi.
Hey, wait, were you done, dude?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, like I said before, destroyer of dreams. I want to make sure I nail that across. The cross for everyone to know the Maz hates everything and everyone.
Yeah.
So you find that out when we get to excavation stations. So get ready. Hold on to your pants. But I've been playing some Safari Masters with you. We play it every week. It's awesome. Do you know what's really confusing? Is we finish playing a session of Safari Masters, then the next day you send me an edited video of the thing we did the week before, and my mind goes, what happened yesterday? Where was I? I don't remember this. So that was really frightening. And then it wipes my memory of what we did last time. So I want to talk about like going and fighting the Goblin Knight, which went up today, which was awesome.
Yeah.
With all the David Bowie references and stuff. But I can't remember what we played last time. What were we looking for last time?
God, now you screwed me up.
I remember you guys talk about pirates, but I think that was before last
week.
That
was two ago.
Yeah, no. We did Tritons, Pirates, Goblins, and then the next one is we made the huge room. It's like knights, the undead things.
The knights to say
the walkers. The walker things, yes.
Yeah.
I was hoping for the knights to say nay.
We killed Jon Snow and his stupid freaking wolf, just like happens in the book later on. Oh, God, wait, that's a spoiler. Don't, no. He doesn't really die.
You are a bastard.
Watch the show. Don't want read the books.
Wow. What a horse egg.
Yeah.
No, that really doesn't happen. Snake doesn't kill him, I swear.
So play that, and that was good fun. So yeah, the walkers, that was great. And then
I'm pissed about that mass though, because I feel like that is actually one of the best series of videos on the channel right now.
I think it's great.
Just like
it's doing weak sauce.
Yeah, no one's watching it. I mean, it's getting like 1,000-2,000 views, and
Show Good an episode and see what he thinks, and maybe he'll tweet it.
I need to get some of these. You would think, I don't know. I'll talk about that.
I'll try to start watching it in between installing a bunch of broadcast equipment.
Yeah,
because apparently I'm always at work.
Yeah. I agree, though. I think it's a great show and it needs eyeballs on it. But we'll keep doing what we do, and hopefully, the way the universe will work is people will stop watching bullshit and start watching Safari Masters.
Who knows?
Here's the thing: if you have a day that's a little bit bullshit, but you watch it anyway, why not replace it with Safari Masters and see how you go? You might like it, and your day might be better for it. Anyway, earlier today, I played some Hypixel server as well with some of my crew, and that was good fun. I think you were busy editing all the 48 shows that you do, Brent, so I didn't know where you were. And I didn't know I was allowed to ask Goode if he wanted to play, so I'll do that next time.
And he didn't want to play with me.
Yeah. And yeah, well, and then,
play something after?
I'll see that video in 2 years.
Right.
Afro's there. I could ask him if he wants to. No. that was fun playing some like Ender Spleef. Have you guys played that on? It's just dreadful. Just a dreadful game.
No.
And so I played some some good and some terrible mini games on Hypixel, and that'll be on my channel shortly in the Gamer Diary. So check out that. Me out.
You out.
I was going to ask Gude a question as well, not Minecraft related. Did you get to get your hands on and play some Evolve at PAX?
Not at Prime. I got to play it at East, though.
Okay.
And it seems really cool. At East, the lead developer for Evolve, his son is a Minecraft fan. And so he was like asking for autographs, all this stuff. And the next thing you know, he was killing everyone as the monster inside of the game, which was really amusing. So, and by the way, David Bowie was not a Goblin Knight. He was the king. Give him.
He was the Goblin King.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Just wanted to correct that.
Yeah.
Well, we screwed up from the beginning because we thought we were going for the Goblin King, and it ended up being the Goblin Knight.
Yeah.
With an ass face. It was crazy.
So maybe spoil it. To come, then.
I think you've already spoiled it.
Yeah. It's still good to watch. Still entertaining.
Yeah, it doesn't have all the little nuances.
Well, and it's one of those things, like a lot of stuff we do, we just put up the long form.
Yeah.
You know, 10 minutes at a time of like 10 to 15 minutes of like the long form, no editing. Yeah. This one we actually just, we play for probably 2 hours, Mass. Is that about right?
Yeah.
And edit it down to 10 minutes. So you're getting like...
Oh, wow. Holy crap.
Yeah. So you're getting just the good stuff. We don't want you having to worry about us running through a dungeon looking for something.
What'd you do for the other hour and 50 minutes?
Well, so how it goes is we go to the dungeon and we capture things. And then we come back and we rebuild the where we found it. So now in the safari, you actually get the what it looked like where we caught it.
Their natural habitat.
So there's a half hour of us just building...
I see.
We make a little enclosure that looks like where we were, and we throw them in there behind glass, and it's good fun.
Yeah, and they make money in the park.
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay, let's move on. We got lots to do, so let's get to the news.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
I always want to do that, but then I never do.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of news today, and most of it doesn't have links because I didn't really think it needed it. PS4, surprisingly, it is out today on the fourth. I actually downloaded the demo and I played the tutorial, and oddly enough, it was actually kind of a nice tutorial. But after the tutorial, I don't really get it. It's like they give you everything. There's like a huge castle. And they're telling you what everything is, but you get it. Like, they already have, like, there's even Ender Chests. Like, I mean.
Are you serious?
What?
A nether portal.
I think I remember on the 360 version, it was probably an earlier version of the tutorial. But, yeah, once you finish the tutorial and they let you out of that little starter area, you turn to the right and there's, like, a little village that they've built with all this stuff in it. And I'm like. That kind of defeats the purpose of playing Minecraft.
Yeah, it has all the animals, it has farm with all the things you farm. It's like they're trying to show you everything, but it's like, do you continue to play in that world, or are you supposed to start a new world where you start from scratch?
Yeah.
So do you have to play the tutorial? Does it force it on you?
Yeah, well, yeah, kind of. Like, I just loaded up a game. I thought I was starting a new game, and it put me into this, like, tutorial, and I was just like, screw this, I know how to play Minecraft. And it was kind of good because it shows you some of the commands on the console, which is definitely works differently. But when I tried to just run to the castle to like get away from the tutorial, it's like, no, you got to finish the tutorial first. So I don't know, I want to go back. Now this is the demo, so full game's different.
Does it use this like little touchy thing up here at the top of the
I know of. I didn't use it at
all.
Does
any game use that? Why is that there? What is it for?
I think that's just for you to excite yourself.
It's for you to caress lovingly and let your PS4 know that you are always thinking about it.
So, but that's out. Supposedly, It's in contention, rumored, I guess, because some websites say there's no date, and some say it's tomorrow or the 5th, whenever that is, that Xbox One version will come out of certification. I don't know how they can plan on that unless it's already out and then they schedule it, but I don't know.
Yeah, you would think that if they knew when they were going to release it, then it's already been certified and there's... Yeah, they just set a different date.
Right. Well, the other thing on the PS4, which I thought was interesting, was all the packs, I guess, from PS3 are there. So you can buy all those skin packs, I assume, unless they're all new, because they had, like, you know, there's a ton. There were $17.99 worth of skin packs for sale. The game's $19.99.
So you're spending nearly as much
on, if you buy all the... gets. Wish I knew that answer. Sorry.
Sorry, you broke my train of thought. But
I'm sorry.
You know, you're almost spending as much as you paid for the game if you wanted to get all the skin packs.
Yeah.
Almost as much for the game or for the skin packs as you are for the game itself.
Yeah.
Which just seems a bit ridiculous.
Well, and the Doctor Who ones weren't there yet. The Guardians of the Galaxy one I didn't see in there. So, I mean, that's already... Those will take it over. That's $6 more or... $199, $299. I can't remember. Anyway, I thought that was just interesting that it's like, well, if you want everything, like, would y'all live with that in regular Minecraft?
No.
Nope.
Like, well, the genie is already...
No, I don't think anyone would. I think there was somebody would have made mods and, you know, something.
The genie is already out of the bottle on the PC, and the PC is a pretty much open platform.
But if they did their model just like they did Microsoft, where it's not open, there's no mods, you got to buy the mods, you got to buy the...
But, I mean, there's no... I mean, I'm sure there are ways to do it, but it's just as easy for someone to crack it and... Well, not just as easy, but it's easy enough for someone to crack it and reverse what you've done.
Yeah, someone would have had,
just,
like,
make people mad at you.
Well, no one else sees your skin, but you see your skin.
Yeah.
That's what counts, right?
Yeah.
I don't think... In a PC, I mean, I know the PC thing, we're never going to have that kind of model anyway, but even on a on the Xbox or the PlayStation, I don't think skins are worth a cent, because you can't see them, because you're playing it. So,
well, but you see yourself.
When?
When you're running around.
You're playing F5 mode?
Oh, like, no, okay, I see what you're saying. I mean, you can change the camera mode, but yeah, you're right. Normally, you just see your hand.
Yeah.
But, like, we're playing here... Like, Afro can pick up the other controller, and we're both playing the game at the same time. So he sees it, I see it. Now, let me ask you this. Would you pay for your own skin?
No.
Like, the skin you've lived with for 4 years now.
Hell, I'm thinking about changing my skin.
Yeah. Wait. So if Mojang or 4J started selling my skin, so only I could buy it? Or is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like, so you could upload your own avatar to their station. Like, to me, that's worth the $199.
Yeah. Yeah,
if it's just to get my particular skin on the box, I'd probably be willing to do that.
Yeah,
but it's the whole.
If they opened it that way, then you could basically just create all these skins they're selling, right? Pay it once, and change it to whatever you want.
Well, except for I guess the pieces, the ones that have extra.
All right.
Yeah.
But okay, so here's another idea: should they have a YouTuber streamers pack?
I'm sure they wouldn't give a cent to those people, so no.
Yeah. Like, and that's what I was about to say. If they're going to pay the people who basically they're using their image, then...
They could do it anyways, though, unless you've... I mean, I don't think you can even trademark your skin because it's created... No, so yeah, they could just do it if they want to.
Yeah.
So have you ever thought about, like, going to 4J and saying, hey, do y'all want to do a Minecraft pack? Like, do you think they would just go, hey, that's a great idea, we'll do it, and then not... do anything with you? Or?
I had not until right now.
Like, just an idea. I mean, I think that would be great. I mean, I think people would
dig on that. Yeah, I do too. We should do that.
You're welcome.
10%. Yeah, thank
10%. You. 10%.
The problem is some of our skins, this is a problem we've run into with the creating of our plushies. A lot of our skins can't be licensed because they're like for instance, Seth Bling, he's Mario.
Oh, right.
So there's a problem, but we like only like 40% of our skins can be licensed right now. So...
Well, sounds like some people need to start making new skins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why Max changed his skin. It's all about plushies.
I want a plushie.
If you're running around in Minecraft and you're a a Minecraft personality or whatever on the internet, why would you be running around as Mario or a Mudkips or whatever? It's just like,
yeah.
It's like silly, what you started man. With before
you're out of your mind.
Yeah, it's
and
like
that's what it is. Yeah, you start
it's all about branding, people. Fuck.
Yeah, right.
It's like a guy that normally wears t-shirts and jeans having a suit as his Minecraft skin. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my skin is basically what I wear. Like,
I don't know why I made my avatar.
Oh, that's right.
Wear
you
suit.
Have a suit on. I don't know. It's good. It's good. I like it. So hopefully that'll be out tomorrow for you Xbox One players. Something else I thought was interesting that I saw in the news this week were on the top of the nonfiction charts, and actually in the I think number 13 in overall book charts over the past however long the charts go. I assume like last month or last week or something. You know those Mojang guides they did, the handbooks for this and that.
Yep.
They're on there. Like, on the nonfiction, they're like 1, 2, 4, and 5. Like, they're up there. And on the other one, they hit 13. So they're just...
I wonder if the official Minecraft book is up there. You know what I'm talking about? The History of Notch, the Story of Minecraft. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The one, the green one?
Yeah, the little green.
I that one's there. By Linus. I didn't see it up there.
Yeah.
I just saw all the ones that were made by Mojang themselves. And they're actually by, like, Scholastic, I think.
Huh.
Is who publishes them. So people are saying they're really good for kids to actually learn reading in because they love Minecraft and it's reading.
Yeah.
I'm actually doing an interview with a Scholastic writer for a book about YouTubers. So I'm going to be featured in a Scholastic book myself, actually. Supposedly. Very cool. I don't know when that's actually happening. I've answered his questions, so whether or not I ever see that in print, I don't know. The little green book, like half of the pictures in that, like the center part has pictures of builds inside of Minecraft. Right. Half of those are from the Minecraft server, actually.
Oh, cool. So are we going to
Seth wrote the foreword, I think.
Are we going to hear Good on Audible soon?
Oh, like reading the book?
Yeah!
Maybe
not. Okay. So we touched on it last week and talked about swatting, not flies, kids who don't know when to stop. We actually had a server admin. This is a story about got swatted because basically wouldn't let some people do some stuff on the server. And it's crazy. Like, really, I think all I can say is just don't do it. Like,
yeah.
I was at a family, not picnic, but dinner for the holiday on Monday, and my little nephew, I heard him talking about, I should do that, that'd be funny, and I had to go over there and be old man like, y'all should do that, go tell them their fridge is running or something instead. Like, this can get people shot and killed. Like,
yeah.
it's not a joke. Like, are you worried about that? Like, this is the first thing.
We actually did not release. Like, normally we'd upload vlogs and stuff from our conventions, but we decided not to do that at our house at PAX. You know, the Minecrackers stay in the same house, and we decided not to upload anything because we rented a house from Airbnb, so there's tons of pictures of the house all over the internet, so it'd be easy to figure out where we were, and so we didn't upload any content from our house at PAX because we didn't want to get swatted.
Well, and we've talked a lot about in past shows and just in person about, like, you know, letting people know who we are. And I've always been really open. Like, I hadn't cared in the past. But, like, this has really gotten me scared just because, I mean, this is, you know, I did it when I was a kid. I would call places and be like, is your refrigerator running? Is, you know, you got what's it called in a can? You know, those stupid things. And that's what it is to kids these days. It's
right.
just
well,
a small prank to them.
Did you hear about the 15-year-old that actually got caught from doing this? He's going to go to prison for like 40 years or something.
There is a story going around.
Attempted murder is what he was charged with.
There's a story going around that a kid from Louisiana got convicted of swatting and got 25 to life. That story is a hoax.
Right. No. Not that story. Yeah,
okay.
No. No.
Now, I did put a story in the doc right underneath that one where last year a guy got convicted of swatting. He lived in Massachusetts. The person he was targeting was in California. And after 8 months of investigation, they finally figured out who it was. He had a previous conviction for hacking, and he is currently doing 30 months in a federal penitentiary, and he has to pay back the municipality where the swatting occurred to pay for the expenses of actually getting the SWAT team there.
Well, and I believe they caught the guy that swatted Kucha, right? They're questioning him, but he's in a different country, so I don't know if we can actually do anything about it, or if that, you know, that country will do anything about it.
My question is, why is it so easy to get a SWAT team sent to someone's house in the States?
That's getting into politics much, because really it's horrible. We're a police state, and there's too many small towns that have SWAT teams when they don't need them. I mean, and they're being used for absolutely the wrong purposes. And more than 90% of the cases, they're going and serving warrants because they have to get them to do something because they cost so much.
But
Someone was saying that someone was like a murderer at a house, they'd be like, okay, well, let's check it out. And they might send a couple of officers there to be like, hey, so...
Right, but it's worse than that. They go, hey, I've killed 10 people, and I'm going to kill anybody else that breaks into this place, and I'm going down in flames. Well, and they think, well, this is some crazy guy. I mean, they got to take it by face value. Now, I agree, they should... Most of these people are using, the number of the place where it is in fake means, and they should call it back and be like, is this true? Because you know what? Crazy doesn't heal in 10 seconds, and he would still go off and say, I'm about to shoot people. Otherwise, they'll be like, oh, no, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. And then they can send people and be like, what's going on? And so there's a lot of stuff that needs to be done.
What I don't understand is this is becoming really prevalent. Why the hell is there not training going on nationwide to deal with this issue? Why is it if you watch the Kucha thing, why is the police there? They have no knowledge that this has ever happened anywhere. This is stupid. Yeah. There should be some kind of training going on that's preventing this from happening. I recommend any streamer to go down to their local law enforcement and talk to them and let them know what they do for a living and the possibility that this could happen. If you're a big streamer, I know that Sevitas has done this in Hawaii. He knows his local law enforcement, and they already told him there's no way they're going to bust down his door. And that's what every streamer needs to do.
Yeah.
And now hopefully Sevitas doesn't go off the hook and start.
Yeah. Because then it's going to get really awkward.
Oh, they're SWAT-dumb.
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay, that's just wrong.
Yeah.
It's
a very serious issue.
And we're a jokey, funny podcast, so there's probably no reason for us to talk about this shit in the first place.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating.
But yeah, just to say that we do have a lot of kids listening, it's not just a prank. People get hurt and get shot. And
it's really attempted murder. Let's look at the Kucha situation. If he had something on his desk, if he had not heard them coming in, if he had something on his desk that looked like a gun, which he had fake guns in his house, prop guns, if he had turned and reached for his phone, they could have shot him.
Yeah.
So it's attempted murder is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on the other side, if you're pissed at someone and you're doing this to them, all you're doing is making them more popular and getting them more notoriety. So really, in the end, you're kind of helping them. So if you want to hurt them,
stop watching their stream.
Yeah, stop watching their stream. Go watch Safari Masters.
Yeah,
Safari Masters.
No, I don't want you bitches watching Safari Masters.
We don't want you either.
Oh, God. Okay, moving on. I want to hear more about this Bucket Spigot DMCA takedown.
Right, so as you guys talked about last week, Bucket announced they were done developing their software, and then Mojang said, well, it's not really yours to be done with. So as a result, Wesley Wolf, one of the developers for Bucket, has put out a DMC takedown for Bucket, Craft Bucket, and Spigot as a result of the code that exists inside of Bucket and Spigot, saying that it basically violates their license for all the code not to be open source, if some of it is how I understand it. And so basically right now, at this point in time, you cannot download Bucket or Spigot, or I believe even Bungie Cord, because they all use code that Wesley Wolf wrote. What I believe is going to happen is eventually this is going to be resolved, but it's going to require that someone step up and rewrite a bunch of code, probably.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think this will lead more to the API getting introduced faster? And
No. All this bullshit only makes Mojang have to work on other stuff, just like this Eula bullshit. It all results in the company of like 30 people working on different things instead of working on this the mod API. It's possible maybe some of the code they have to rewrite will result in code they can use for the mod API, but I mean, it's just basically putting their resources somewhere else, you know, like basically, you know, whenever it first started, Dinnerbone and Grum and all those guys that created Bucket, they're now part of Mojang, and so they can obviously write that stuff. They did it all along, right. But it's going to take them away from what they're already doing, right?
So, yeah, no monkeys in the game.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's still an Afro monkey in the game.
I don't know what Wesley's goal is here. I don't know what his angle is. I don't know.
You think it's probably just to get the name out there? I mean, Evil Seth, like I knew Evil Seth and stuff, but since he did that and said, you know, well, you can't use the Bucket anymore, well now they were talking about like hiring him or doing something to placate him.
Well, as I understood it, he was part of the original hire anyways, just like Targ was. No, like Targ now works for the Feed the Beast group. I thought, now I'm not 100% certain on this. It's not opinion, but it's maybe misunderstanding on my part. I thought that Evil Seth was part of the original joining Mojang with all of Bucket as well. But I don't think everyone like fitted in. I know that's what Targ, he just didn't fit in, so he went to go work for Feed the Beast.
Right.
So that's what I thought. I think the only ones that are still there are just Grum and Dinnerbone from the original group.
And it could just be that this, you know, Wesley just wants to see the world burn.
It's possible. Mm-hmm. He might just want money, too. You know, he might want to sell his code to Mojang now that, because here's the thing. Everyone seemed to have forgot that Mojang owned Bucket. This whole acquisition happened. Oh, Jeb, that's who I was forgetting. Jeb was part of Bucket Team. right?
Was Jeb part of?
I thought he was.
I mean, maybe he was the original Minecraft. He was one of the first hires. Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know if he worked at Bucket, too. Well, yeah. Probably not, because Bucket was a little
after that. No, yeah, I got that wrong. Yeah, he was in the picture. Maybe whenever they all went to Sweden, he was just in the picture with them. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. I think everyone forgot that this acquisition happened and that a company with money actually owned Bucket instead of these people working as volunteers on a donation.
Yeah.
The moment that happens, I'm sure a lot of people saw dollar signs, possibly. I mean, it's who knows.
Yeah. Well, and all that was really kind of confusing because, like, originally, like, Bucket was Bucket, and then Bucket was kind of working with Curse in this weird sort of way, and mods and getting everything on like CurseForge and things like that. And then all of a sudden, here Bucket gets bought by Mojang. And so, there's a lot of confusion there. Like, what the hell's going on? Even for the, obviously, for the people who worked for the crew didn't really know what was going on either.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is why, whenever people get all up in arms about like the Eula stuff, for example, this is why Mojang needs to keep track of their IP. I mean, I know I've talked a lot about the Eula stuff, but my main problem with it all was the way they handled it, not the way they were trying to get back control of their IP. And this is why that's important, right? Because now they're in a situation where the community relies on something, and the people that develop it are saying no, and it's an integral part of what Minecraft is, but Mojang doesn't have full ownership of it all, so...
Right, yeah. And whether it costs them money and having to actually buy it from someone, it's going to cost them, like you said, development time, which is money, just as pure as paying for the product. So yeah. It's really kind of, I think, going to come down to whether, Wesley pissed them off or not, right?
Right.
If it's like, oh, no, just, you know, let's do this and we'll give you some money for it whatever.
It's unfortunate. Like MD5, the guy that runs Spigot and Bungie, basically said he's going to do whatever he can to take care of this in a legal sense. But they're working on donations. And basically, they got a big pile of donations they were saving for Minecon this year. Luckily, I guess it didn't happen. But they've already said they're going to try to fight this. But they don't have the money to fight this. So, you know, hopefully Mojang is able to take care of this. It's just all unfortunate that some people are jerks.
Yeah, speaking of jerks, the biggest jerk I know.
Hi there.
I thought you were talking about me.
No.
Which one is it? We're in competition now, Maz.
It's the jerk that didn't send in a listener contribution this week, which means it's none of these people coming up in this next segment.
I came in like a listener, contributing to the Chef Podcast, submitting lots of stuff to talk about. All you gotta do is listen to me.
The Shaft Podcast.
No more far more listener contributions, because they may not give a rat's... Or will they?
Isn't that the same one from last week?
It is, it always is. I forgot to edit it. I don't normally edit that bumper, except for I added in me swinging on the thing this week. But I was busy playing Suburbia, so I didn't get as much editing done today as I wanted to. next week, I'm going to add y'all all flying on the big wrecking ball with me.
Thanks, JBJ Blaze, for your...
Yeah, you bastard. Intros.
We love them. Super Mastodon says, greetings again, everybody. A message for Brent. Don't listen to all those hateful comments you get. Remember that you're more successful than any of those a-holes. Just keep doing what you love and stay awesome. By the way, please guest Vintage Beef or Etho on the show if possible.
Hey, Super Mastodon, don't you be putting down my comments on Brent's videos.
You know, I do read all the comments. And
that's a horrible idea.
Well, no, it's not, because I think you can garner information from what people are saying. If, you know, all the comments are like, this is shit, then you know what? It's probably shit. But that's not what he's talking about. And there are some comments. I mean, you know, you join another group. Like, if we joined Minecraft, like, we would have haters.
Yeah.
I would have haters just because you're new.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's like, I try to joke around with people. Like, someone asked me this week, like, why are you in Yogg's cast? You know, I could have been like all upset and crawl under a table. And I did for a little bit. But then I got out. And, you know, I write some stupid and snide. I don't know if it's snide, but like, I don't know why butterflies' farts smell so good either, but it just is. You know? So, like, I don't mind the negative comments. Like, it doesn't really do anything one way or the other.
I really wish people would stop asking me why I'm in the Oxcast, because I'm not.
Touche.
That's a good point. PewDiePie is massive. Everybody knows who he is, whether you watch him or not, and he's disabled comments on all of his videos forever.
You know, because when we had a conversation about this at PAX, we were like, we should always disable our comments. Is there ever a discussion happening there? And when I was on the plane, I was reading my comments, and at least on The Walking Dead, there was actually a discussion there. And I was also in that same boat. Like, yeah, there's never a discussion there. It's first, or you're a jerk, or whatever. But sometimes, every once in a while, a discussion does happen. Every once in a while. But really, it should be moved to a better format. Something like Reddit, where there's upvotes, downvotes, to actually mean something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, usually my comments are like, holy crap, he actually posted something.
New video! I'm like,
thought he was dead.
I mean, I'm small enough that, you know, each of my new videos get, you know, 10 to 20, if I'm lucky, more comments.
Yeah.
And that's enough that, like, I try to take an hour a day to kind of go through the latest couple of videos just to kind of see, gauge the reaction to the new series and things like that. And I try to respond to meaningful comments. Like, I don't respond to first. I don't normally respond to negative stuff. I just kind of brush it off and go on to the next whatever. But, I mean, people actually, you know, like my MythQuest series, like, there's some people who want to see me, like, make certain worlds. So it's like, I think it really helps if I go in and say, oh, okay, that's cool. I can try that. And then it's, you know, it may be just for that one person. But you know what? That's kind of what I'm doing, right? I want to make every single person, one person at a time, happy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big, stupid fucking clown, and I just want to make you happy.
Yeah.
Buy some knee guards.
Knee guards?
You guys think? I think with PewDiePie doing it, though, don't you guys think he's trying to make a point, right? Because he's the biggest person on YouTube, so if he does something... It's a point to YouTube, right?
Yeah.
I think, but then, like, where do all the people go who love him, where do they go to spill out their affections and that kind of thing? I just feel like having all be good or nothing at all is just kind of a bit too extreme.
Yeah. So they should go watch
toughen up. You're on fucking YouTube, Jesus. Like, yeah. You're going to get hater comments. It's kind of what happens.
Well, he said that it wasn't about the haters. It was about the people advertising and linking to spam and stuff like that. So, okay. I don't know.
That's a YouTube problem.
Like, I even get that crap. So, I know he's probably... And Good probably lives with a ton of that crap where people are just like, hey, this is awesome. Come see my video.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, what? Well, it's not a comment.
Got rid of the video, and that was a way to get, you know, get your thumbnail up on a video. So that's how I started, was video responding to, like, to buskers' videos. And people would come and check my thing out, and they're like, oh, yeah, sweet. Now they've got rid of, like, how do small channels get any kind of, you know, eyeballs exposure on their exposure without that kind of system. So it's, you got to try something, don't you? Anyway,
yeah, it's taken. They don't care about that.
No, they don't care.
They want the big people to stay big, and it's going to take you basically coming up with a viral video of some sort that, that right now, like, subs don't matter. I don't believe. I think, like, the amount of subs you get aren't the amount of views you're going to get.
Yeah.
It's still who's going to pass this video around. Like, I still think you probably get like 10% of your subs.
Yeah.
So, like, if you got a lot of subs, yeah, that's a lot. But if you know, 100,000 under, 10% of that subs, or 5%, whatever it is, is a lot less. Because people don't unsub as easy as they sub.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen.
Something interesting happened to Chad like 2 weeks ago. If you go look at his social blade, you'll see it too. If you went to any PewDiePie video, the three featured videos on the right hand side were all for OMG Craft Show, his tips and tutorial show.
Oh wow!
And he went from getting 100 subs a day to 5,000 subs a day.
Oh wow!
Yeah, for like 3 days straight, every video was OMG Craft Show. So it's good for him.
That's crazy. That's awesome.
He was getting spammed in his comments, so, how'd you hack PewDiePie's videos and stuff like that?
Yeah, tell me, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blessings from Above says, hey guys, Mike here. Me and my brother planned to go to Minorama, but ended in New York for nothing. We are all the way from France, and my little brother, who's an avid Minecraft player and Shaft listener, was really sad. We're really trying to get in contact with them, but nothing is happening. Any tips on how we could get our money back? And also learned our lesson that the only Minecraft convention we would go to from now on is Minecon. Thanks in advance. I think they're screwed, right?
Yeah.
Well, gone. I mean, think about it. The money they spent, I mean, who cares about $100 coming back from a ticket, right?
Yeah, you've already spent money on hotels, plane tickets.
I hope you had a good time.
That's where the real
York
revenue is.
At the very least, but... I'm pretty sure you're not going to get any cash back for that.
You probably won't get your ticket money back. Like, how would that be handled?
It'd have to be like a class action suit or something.
And then all the lawyers make all the money then, not the people. You know, you'd get like $10 or some stupid shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sorry to hear that. You know, look in the future towards, I don't know, like, random cons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure Mojang have given them the nod or the green light, or it's one of their events.
Or come to Dead Workers Party Party. It won't be worth that much money, but you'll have fun.
Well, and the other thing is, like, if someone's throwing a con and it's not someone that you recognize from the Minecraft community, whether it's Mojang or maybe like MC Pro Hosting had the Arcadia Con,
right.
You know, if it's not a name you recognize, if it's just some random name that you've never heard before, that automatically should be a question mark.
The problem was that all these YouTubers that didn't do their due diligence put their name on the damn thing.
Yeah.
And so really they're at fault. And they did try. I'm going to give them that. They did try. They put on the YouTube con. What was it called? YouCube.
Yeah.
YouCube. Basically, the YouTubers that had put their name, or some of the YouTubers that had put their name out there, most like Team Crafted and some of those guys, they put on a party in the park in New York for those that were screwed out of tickets, basically. And they did it really quick. You know, they threw that together in a few days and made something happen at least.
My message goes out not only to people who are looking to attend these conventions as just, you know, patrons, but also the people who are, you know, YouTubers or just, you know, anyone who has the influence that if they say, I'm going to this convention, people will buy tickets to go to that convention. you have to do your due diligence and actually look at who's throwing the convention to make sure everything's legit. Not only for yourself, but all the fans who are relying on, you know, listening to you, and you're basically advertising for this convention.
We shared some of the information with some of those guys, and they flat out told me, we don't care what happens, we're getting a percentage of the revenue.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... I wonder how that went for them. Mm-hmm. I agree. I think the due diligence, like, especially with the atmosphere of the cons in the past year like this, first off, you know, call the event place. Like, people who have legitimate events are going to actually schedule it and have, you know, the place booked. And you can call them, say, like, how big is this area that they've rented out? Is it enough to handle, like, what they're saying is going to be there? Have they already paid? Like, they may not give out some of that information, but if you do these kind of steps where like, okay, there's actually a venue that's been paid for, then that's a probably a better sign, right?
Yeah.
That something's going on there for the full weekend and not just, like, an hour of one day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I think a lot of these kids as well, right? So get your parents or legal guardians to do the research for you. Just go, hey, I want to go to this thing. Can you check to see if it's legit for me? Cheers, thanks, bye. Also, I would like a sandwich. Or whatever you do. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. So Mr. Drunk UK? Mr. Drunk UK. Hey, guys, love the show. Keep it up. P.S. I think Maz should have a hammer that says Destroyer of Dreams on it.
Oh, yeah.
Poor you, Maz. How did you get this moniker?
Thor hammer.
Besides, well, I think he actually, show.
Yeah, I think he actually said it the first time, and then people picked up on it.
Yeah. I love it. I'm fine with it. I like it. Well, so, yeah, big Thor hammer with Destroyer of Dreams written on it, you know?
And, like, maybe a carcass of, like, a dingo on it?
Or a kangaroo
just hanging from it.
The old kangaroo with the boxing gloves. Remember that? Anyone?
Yeah, sure. It's right there with our vitamin E or whatever y'all's milk is doing over there.
Oh, the A2.
Yeah, the A2. Yeah. That was cut. Sorry. Anyway, speaking of Destroyer of Dreams, Kuya Paul says, "Hi guys, what are your thoughts on Annoying Orange suddenly moving a lot of his content to Minecraft? Is he doing this just to get more money? Because, you know, Minecraft is the deal right now." Oh, and he also has his own server, which has a lot of expensive upgrades. So these guys are really taking advantage of these younger audience, in my opinion, anyway. Plus, Talking Fruits playing Minecraft seems lame to me.
You know what?
A server with expensive upgrades? That sounds like it's against the EULA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I didn't realize. Go ahead.
Thanks. Sorry. I didn't realize that Annoying Orange had its own, like, gaming channel, and that's just, you know, that's really clever. And you know what? If it's got its own TV show. There are fucking Annoying Orange plushies and stuff here in Australia, and I was like, how the fuck is this? How did this get to where it is now? And, you know, good on them. That's great, but holy hell. And, you know, if people are watching it and enjoying it, then you can't complain, can you?
Like, yeah.
Well, yeah, the first video is
at, you know, 14 million views, so.
Well, and my thing is that there are YouTubers that I started watching when they only did Minecraft and eventually got tired of it and started branching out to other stuff. So I can't blame anyone for switching games. Hell, I've played Sims 4 more than I've played Minecraft this week.
So was Annoying Orange playing some other game? Or, I mean, Annoying Orange is just Annoying Orange, right? Yeah. So, I mean,
does Annoying Orange look like in Minecraft? Is he, you know, still an orange? Like, I'm gonna have to go watch this after this is done, just to understand.
Thanks. Now you've gotten more people watching his videos.
They already got 14 million. What's a few?
Yeah, what's it matters to drop it in a bucket, right?
I'll actually put it on our stream so you can see. But, you know, he's got a little Annoying Orange camp, just playing Steve. So it's just Steve in the game.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
So the orange is. Got it.
So this is just like Conan. Yeah, Conan the Barbarian. Yeah. I mean, Conan playing it, right, on his show. I mean, everybody wants a piece of it. Why not get a little piece of sweet, tangy orange to go along with it? Annoying Orange.
I mean, if I was a kid who loved the Annoying Orange, or if I liked something else, say it was, I don't know, I don't know. And then all of a sudden that thing was playing my favorite game, I'd be stoked.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't think you can blame him. I mean,
if you liked it before and don't like it now that they're playing Minecraft, that's one thing, but if don't get mad because it's, you know, they're playing Minecraft now or using Minecraft.
Mm.
Yeah, it might be just for more bucks, but whatever.
But hey, look, they're still animating the orange.
Yeah.
Well, take it for what it is. Are they entertaining? I mean, are you still enjoying the video? I mean, it's one thing if you don't enjoy the video. Well, you know, give it a thumbs down, move on.
Or just
and make
don't
a horrible
watch it.
Comment on the post about how shitty their channel is. And they got 14 million people that love fruit. And,
yeah.
How many likes and dislikes does it have?
I just left
don't
it.
Don't care.
So I don't know. I think it was just a bunch of fruit ninjas hating on it.
Yeah.
Coming in there.
I'm itchy to get my hammer and destroy some dreams.
Come here. Yeah.
We're almost there. Dreams. Almost there. This last one here is... Oh, no. We're not. We are there. So, let's destroy some dreams, man. Yeah.
Excavation Station.
All right. Hit me.
Hit me with your best shot. Okay, so Maz, Bend in the Wind.
All right.
Says, hey guys, great podcast, and I have an interesting idea. I would like to be able to change a chest's color or have a band of color around the chest that can have its color changed through dye. It would help with chest in adventure maps or multiplayer maps for quick way to identify a chest from far away or too lazy player to read a sign. Thanks.
Nah, this is like too many things being colored.
Okay, oh, we've lost the destroyer of internets.
Killing the internets! I'm so angry that I can't get my rage through the internets fast enough. That's what's happening here. Am I okay now?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, I did nothing. So I don't know. It's like, you know when people, like, you're on the phone? It's like, oh, you're breaking up. Oh, okay. How about, hey, is it better now?
Hey, you don't
know. Oh, yeah, that's much better. Like, yeah, sweet.
Hey, Maz. Whatever. Can you hear me now?
Can you,
yep. Are you there,
can
Maz?
Can you go ahead and continue with the Maz, rage?
So, I think in Ninja Files, I mean, we had a nice system of chests in one compact room,
mm-hmm.
and you knew kind of what was where. Like,
that's what item frames are for, right? Like,
yeah.
You don't need.
I mean, isn't that enough?
Yeah, it is.
I kind of like the idea. I'm sorry. I like coloring signs too. I think that would be kind of cool if you could color your signs. Like, not maybe not color the chest. Maybe if you could color signs, and then you could put a purple sign on the chest you wanted to be purple. Does anyone other than me want to color signs?
I can see color signs more than just coloring the world.
I want better signs. I want fonts.
Ooh.
Is that wrong? Like, I want a GUI. I want like click on a sign.
He wants a word processor.
Like, I want. I want bold, italics, like link an image in on this bitch. Like, let's get into the modern age here.
Link an image up in this bitch.
I mean, you can already link websites, right, in text. So why not do it on a sign?
Like spreadsheets and stuff now. It's just a whole new day.
Yeah, let's just move on.
Check out Facebook.
Let's just move on. Gabriel's like,
Creeperman 8362. He wants to drink water and not be on fire anymore. I'm pretty sure in the real world, if you drink water, you still burn to death.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Usually you're
maybe not. Maybe you might hydrate, but you're still burning to death. I think, you know, you get a bucket of water. If you're like me and you tend to run into lava pools often, you just carry a bucket of water around with you. I think that's good enough.
Does anybody watch Bear Grylls? You know what I'm talking about?
You know I hate watching TV.
Well, it's a Survivor guy, and he takes, like, now he's taking, like, famous people on Survivor with... He's got this cool canteen where the bottom comes off, and it's like that new silicone stuff.
And you just pee in it?
I was about to say the same thing.
And so heat it up. But it heats up, so he can eat.
Anyway. So he can drink hot pee?
You don't pee in it. I feel like Bear Grylls should have a, like, branded canteen that you can pee in the bottom of, and it lets you drink out of the top of it. I guess it could filter it, too.
Why filter? Like, let's get the full experience here.
Astro doesn't watch it. Okay, so Bear Grylls is known for liking to drink pee. Drink he really own. Likes it. Loves his pee.
I haven't seen that part yet. Does he really drink his own pee?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah,
I've probably seen more.
Different ways.
Like, he'll stay cool.
So, Yeah, sorry, Maz.
Sorry. Weird. Yeah, I have to stay cool. So he like takes off his shirt or his bandana or something, pisses on that, and wears it around his head to keep cool.
Oh just, my god!
Just wears his own piss. He's amazing.
So he's really fascinated with his own piss.
My own piss. Like
it's kind of a crazy man. Yeah. Like when I was a kid, I had a survival book, and it said to pee on your feet to harden them up. It's the only pee I know of that you do in the wilderness.
That's what about jellyfish? You get to pee on the jellyfish, or I mean, pee on the legs that the jellyfish have touched.
The urchin, yeah, jellyfish, and yeah. Survivor facts, bam.
So, Extreme Beyond Fanboy says,
"Oh, hello,
Maz himself should be in Minecraft."
Minecraft.
Why, you good ask? Name. Whenever Mojang adds an update that he doesn't like, he will destroy them like crap. This is ideal for the new bunnies, which he seems doesn't like much, so you'll just see wrong. A random Maz every now and then kicking bunnies like Satanists would do. Oh god, that went too far, huh? Anyways, I know Maz would approve of this, because this is the best idea to ever be submitted to this section, period.
Oh, wow.
And I read it exactly how it was written.
Get ready to have your dreams destroyed.
A random Maz like, appears out of nowhere and starts kicking stuff.
It's like the Herobrine myth. Like, he's in the code, and every now and again, he'll just pop around and just beat the shit out of some rabbits and and the witches, and because they don't have any sounds. And
your big hammer. He'll just
be running through mine shafts going, "Why are they fucked? Why?" Yeah, I like it. It's a great idea.
So are you Notch's other dead brother?
What? Yes.
That's who Herobrine is. That's Notch's
oh, really?
Brother. Yeah.
Oh, that's horrifying.
It's not really, though.
Yeah, I know. It's not true.
Yeah. Some people believe it is. Yeah.
Wake up, Doc.
Yeah. Wake up, Doc. Okay, so this one's from Thomas Booty.
Booty.
Thomas Booty. Edible ink sacks. I think when you kill a squid, the ink sack you get from it, they can be crafted as a dip or liquid of some sort.
You're watching too much MasterChef. No, no more fucking squid ink. What is with people on MasterChef always making stuff out of squid ink?
I saw it wasn't on MasterChef, it was on Iron Chef, and they made squid ink ice cream, and it looked absolutely disgusting, but I'm like, I might taste just a spoonful just to see what it tastes like and go, that's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
Okay. I've had squid ink pasta before. I don't believe it adds anything to it. It just makes it black. Like,
yeah.
I mean, if you just want to make stuff black, invite me over.
There you go.
Hey-o.
Bring black back.
Okay, we're running over, so let's get through these last ones.
Musician 101 says, better toggle for creative... Oh, hello. P.S. Love you, Maz. Please send me... Yeah, I don't wear beanies. What are you talking about? Sorry, that was Thomas Booty. I was just reading the end of his thing. Like, I cut him off. Anyway, Musician 101 says, in vanilla, it's double tapping the space bar, which can be difficult if the game begins to lag. So better toggle for creative mode in flight. You're crazy.
But you want to be able to cheat easier. Basically, you want to be... or not
just
cheat.
Get better at pushing the space bar... 2 times in a row. It's so simple. It's so easy. Just push it twice. Don't push it any more than twice. What's wrong with people?
Yeah, it's already creative mode. Like, what's going to happen? Worst case scenario, you got to click it twice again. Like, you don't die. You just hit the ground and got to refly.
Yeah. God.
I don't know.
Like, even I am like, that suggestion is somewhat a waste of all of our time.
Yeah.
Now, what I think they could do is change sprint to the shift key.
Yes, I was about to say, the only thing worth changing is the sprint, because that shit's fucked.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
Like, on PS4, it's double tap your move joystick forward twice. Talk about awkward.
Is it really?
Yeah, what the fuck is that shit? Like,
you've got hard. So many...
Is there at least the option to change that? Please say there is.
I haven't checked options
yet. Okay.
I don't
remember. All this last bit of the show has just made me sad. I just don't want to. Yeah. I don't want to read anything else about Minecraft.
The 360 version. I don't remember there being a way to remap the commands.
Well, apparently, you've all fucked up the show by sending in stupid, dumbass comments and ideas for the game.
So send us some more.
So send us some more. That's right.
Can I read one?
deadworkers.com. You can call us. Hell, it's all in the outro, which we're about to fucking play anyway. So just listen to that shit. Do what it says. And then we'll do some call-ins after the outro.
That's harsh language.
We'll listen to them. We'll play them next week.
You're hurting my feelings.
I love all you guys, and I'm sorry that the listeners just fucked up the show today.
Yeah. I've got one. I've got one good one.
Okay.
Jalapeno 13 says, spiders should be able to walk on ceilings.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
You, Brent. Fuck you in the butt.
What were you saying, Maz? I missed that. The outro just start playing for no reason. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Okay, we'll get to some call-ins. See y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye. Podcast, aka Zombie Hill. If you remember, I was the one who recommended that you update the server to, like, the Shaft and server. I'm just congratulating on the fact that you actually updated it. And it's kind of late now to be saying this, but I haven't been listening to the Shaft. I've been too busy digging into the world of FTB. AKA Zombie, out.
Hello, guys. I'm Coolbot, and I have an idea for Excavation Station. My idea is colored beds. You know how you use white wool? And your cover is a red cover. That makes no sense, right? And maybe if you use the white wool, it does a white cover. And if you do like a blue cover, it will be a blue. If you do blue wool, it will be a blue cover. And that's my idea. Keep up doing the show. And P.S. If you put poop blocks on it, it will be poopy, and I'll have a stain on it. Ah! Okay, yep. Keep doing the show. I watch it every week. I am almost done with the whole thing. And bye.
I didn't actually think this whole voicemail thing worked. That's really cool. And I wanted to say, you guys do a fantastic job at what you do. And, please don't hear this. You guys caught me all off guard. So, I was just gonna hang the fuck up now later, Shafters.
Hey guys, I'm from Pennsylvania, and I am calling about an idea. And I was thinking about adding a mod where you can get aluminum by mining, and then get, and use it to make plastic bags, and then you can make chips, and like get like a kettle, and all kinds of stuff. Which I think would be awesome. And then you could use clay to make a plate. And you can make fish and chips, which I thought would be really cool. So if you guys talk about it on the show, I really like that. Every time I listen to this, it's the best. It makes me laugh so hard. My brother's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, oh, I'm just listening to The Shaft. So thank you guys for creating this podcast. See ya. Bye.
Hi, my name is Gabrielle, and this is to be aired on The Shaft for Excavation Station. First thing I'd like for Minecraft is pet armor, so you can protect your pets. Second of all, since the wither has its own effect, wither, I'd like there to be an ender effect, which will, every fraction of the time it takes, randomly teleport you to somewhere on the world, and then the dragon effect, which takes its time to rise you up to the build limit, and then drop you. Thank you, this is Gabe Logo, a fellow YouTuber on The Shaft. Bye, guys.
Hey, Deadwork Miss Barthy. I just heard on one of your old shows that you were looking for ideas on how to play Scout in Team Fortress 2. Did you know that after you jump in the air and press the space bar again, you double jump? I thought that was awesome when I found out. Anyways, love you.